أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصي ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وقد قال تبارك وتعالى فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره وقد قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا وقال إياك ومحقرات الذنوب صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين
My most respected elders and brothers in Islam, we are living in a time where the desire for doing good deeds is decreasing. And the desire to commit sins is increasing. And the proof of that is that we find many people asking the question, is this action a minor sin or is it a major sin? Or is this action, is it fard? Is it compulsory? Or is it just a mustahab act or is it just a sunnah act? These questions give an impression as though if the sin is minor, then there's no problem in doing it. Or if that action is a mustahab act, then we don't have to even practice on it. The same goes with our attitude towards dini activities. A person, for him to recite the Quran Sharif for 1 hour or 2 hours, he finds it difficult. But for the same person to engage in some type of entertainment, or for him to engage in looking at the cell phone and talking to someone for hours upon hours, and the time will be wasted also, there's no benefit in it, but he finds it very easy to do. A person finds it very easy to take out money to pay for his school fees, but when he comes to the madrasa, then a person finds it very hard to even pay towards that. Likewise, there's so many other examples indicating how insan is more inclined towards the dunya instead of the akhirah. Whereas if you look at the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the general mentality in the amongst the Sahaba was every good action has to be practiced upon, and every evil action a person has to stay away from. Yes, at one time there was a perception, Ibn Kathir rahimullah has mentioned under the surah of Zilzal, he says that when the ayat وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا was revealed, that you should feed the orphan, the needy, and the prisoners from that wealth which you have love for. So some Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had this thought that came to them, لَا يُؤْجَرُونَ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ قَلِيلٍ, that if you gave something very small in the path of Allah, we will not be rewarded for it. At one date, what benefit will it give to the person? Or that one piece of bread, what benefit will it give to the person? So when a person would come to them who was needy, and they had this one date to give away, they would not give it. Similarly, there was another group. يَرُونَ أَلَّا يُلَامُونَ عَلَىٰ ذَنْبٍ يَسِيرٍ, they also thought that if that occasional sin that we did now and then, for example, casting an evil glance or making some ghibat now and then or speaking a lie now and then we will not be punished for that. It's only for the big sins that we will be punished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the verses, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ, that whosoever has to do an atom's weight of good, he will find it on the day of Qiyamah in his book of deeds. And that person who had committed an atom's weight of evil, he will also find it in his book of deeds. So the mentality of Sahaba radiallahu anhu was that every good action, and thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, he's encouraging us that good action, no matter how small it may be, you do not know that that same action will be a means of your salvation in the akhirah. We do not know which good action will be a means of our salvation. Because one good deed leads to another good deed. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says, the benefit of doing good deeds, besides the reward, is that you'll get the tawfiq and the ability of doing another good deed. And similarly, no sin should be regarded as small. Because that same sin, which you regard as small, will lead to a bigger sin. As a Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi in his Fazail Hajj, he has mentioned from Shaykh Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, that man tab uqiba bi hidman sunnah, that person who looks down at the mustahab acts, they need be deprived of the sunnat acts. Wa man tahawana bi sunnati uqiba bi hidman al faraid, and that person who looks down at the sunnat acts, then he'll be deprived, slowly he'll be deprived of even the faraid and the compulsory acts. And وَمَنْ تَهَاوَنَا بِالْفَرَائِدِ أُوْقِبَ بِحِرْمَانِ الْمَعْرِفَةِ, and that person who looks down at the faraid and the compulsory acts, then such a person cannot get the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let's look at some examples of good actions, how they can assist a person, no matter how small they may be. And those evil actions, we don't know which action it may be, that can become a means of our destruction. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that there are two brothers amongst the Bani Israel. Ahaduhuma yuznibu, the first one, he was a sinful person. والآخر مجاهد في عبادة الله, the other person, he used to spend his time in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But whenever he had the opportunity, he would counsel his brother and he would tell him that you need to change your life. You need to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to make tawbah. But on one occasion, the brother, who was a sinful person, he got upset. He said, خَلِّنِي وَرَبِّي أَبُوْ عِسْتَ عَلَيْهِ رَقِيبًا. He says, leave me and my Allah. Have you been sent to watch over me? Now what he said was wrong. But the other brother should have kept quiet and silent at that time. But instead of keeping silent, he said, لا يغفر الله لك. He said, Allah will never forgive you. In one riwayat, لا يدخلك الجنة, Allah will never enter you in Jannah. When they had passed away and when the souls were presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the person who was a pious person. He said, Akunta aliman, did you have knowledge of what I'm going to do? Akunta qaridan, akunta yadi, did you have control over what I have control over? Who gave you the right to judge this person? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this person must go into the fire of Jahannam. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, لَتَكَلَّمَ بِكَلِمَةٍ أُوْبَقَتْ دُنْيَاهُ وَآخِرَةٍ, he mentioned something that destroyed his dunya and akhirah. Why? Because why did he speak such a thing that he wasn't supposed to be speaking? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not bound to any rules. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can decide that even a sinner, if Allah wants to put him into Jannah, Allah ta'ala can put him. And another person who was a good person, Allah ta'ala can put into Jahannam also. Allah is not bound. Yes, the rule in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that those people that do good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, died upon iman, Allah will enter them into Jannah. The question of the rule is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can decide to put even the sinner, even into Jannah. So that is one incident on the negative side. Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah has mentioned another incident in his At-Tazkira. That one way, and he was seen in the, how did you fare in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was asked. He says, when I was presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and my scales were there, my evil deeds outweighed my good deeds. I was very worried. I thought I'm doomed now. I'm in trouble now. Suddenly a packet fell onto my scales of good deeds. And it increased. And it became heavier than all my evil deeds. I became very curious. I got happy also and very curious. I wanted to know what was in that packet. And when I checked up inside, it was the sand, which on one occasion I went for one janaza. And I just took a handful of sand and I threw it onto the grave. It was because of that action Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven me. So we're not sure which action of ours Allah subhanahu will be a means of our salvation and which sin will be a means of our destruction. In Tirmidhi there is a riwayat that the khadim of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was arranging the goods of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one expedition. وَأَصَابَهُ سَهْمٌ عَاثِرٌ, a stray arrow came, فَقَتَلَهُ, and it killed him. So one person mentioned that هَنِيًا لَكَ الْجَنَّةِ, a glad tidings of Jannah for you. You're the khadim of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the path of Allah also, you passed away in jihad. But then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, hold on. إِنَّ شَمْلَةً أَخَذَهَا يَوْمَ خَيْبَرْ, that one shawl that he had taken on the day of Khaybar from the booty which he wasn't supposed to be taking, لَتَشْتَرِعُ عَلَيْهِ نَارًا, it will be a means of him burning in the fire of Jahannam. Why? Because he had committed that one sin. Likewise, in another riwayat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person passed away. And one person said, Abshir bil Jannah, a glad tidings of Jannah for you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. La'allahu takallama bima la ya'nihi wa bakhala bima yanqusuhu. It's possible that he had spoken something that was futile, which he was. Or he must have been a miser. He mised in something that he wasn't supposed to be mising about. And because of that, that becomes a means of entering into the fire of Jahannam. So from here we also understand, we don't know which action of ours is the one that's going to be a means of our salvation, or it will be a means of our destruction. We all know the incident of Bishr Hafi rahimullah. That how he changed on one occasion in his drunken state. He was walking on the street and he sees a piece of paper on the floor. He picks it up and he sees the name of Allah on it. He picks it up, he cleans it. He buys some fragrance and he applies that ether on it and he keeps it on a high place. In the night he sees a dream. A voice that is telling him that you have respected my name. I will make your name be respected in the whole world. Zainab, who was the wife of Harun al-Rashid, she was very famously known for building the pipeline from Baghdad all the way into Makkah al-Mukarramah for water. And many people had benefited from it. When she had passed away, someone had seen her in a dream. How did you fare in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Such great work you had done, so many people had benefited from you. Just because of that one action, Allah may have forgiven you. He said, no. When that action was presented in front of Allah, that water line, then it was told to me that that money that you use for this water line was from public funds. I want to know, what did you do for me? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded her Yet on one occasion, she was sitting on the table. She was about to take a morsel. She was about to eat a morsel. And at that time, the azan started. The azan started. While the azan started, her scarf fell off. So hair became exposed. Before she could take the morsel, she put the morsel down. She covered her hair out of respect for the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then she took the morsel. So it was told to her, because you respected my name, therefore I have forgiven you for that action. You delayed eating that morsel only because to respect my name. Therefore, I have forgiven you. So we don't know that small action, we may think it is small, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is very great. We all know the famous incident in hadith about that lady. دَخَلَتْ إِمْرَأَةٌ نَارًا لِهِرَّةٍ رَبَطَتْهَا, because that one lady that entered into the fire of Jahannam because of a cat. She had a pet, but she would not even feed the pet. She would not even allow the pet to even go out and eat on its own. But she should tie this animal. It comes in the hadith that the same animal will be in Jahannam with her and torturing her in Jahannam. And on the other side, we have another hadith. غُفِرَ إِمْرَأَةٌ مُومِرْسَةٌ. Another lady, she was forgiven. Why? Because when she came across a dog by the well, and this dog could not get water and it was dying out of thirst. And she put her leather socks into the well, and she drew out water so that she could give this animal. And she can save this animal. Because of that, that lady was forgiven in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are actions. Any action. That's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا. Do not look down at any good action. And in the other hadith that I recited in the beginning, إِيَّاكَ وَمُحْقَرَاتِ الذُّنُوبِ. Beware of looking down of any sin. Don't look down at any sin. We do not know what will be our condition in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, we know the famous incident of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, حَدِّثْنِي بِأَرْجَى عَمَلٍ عَمِلْتَهُ بَعْدَ الْإِسْلَامِ. That I would like to know, what is that beautiful action that you are doing after you accepted Islam? فَإِنِّي سَمِتُ دَفَّ نَقْلِيكِ بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. That I heard your footsteps in Jannah. What is that action? He said, Ya Rasulullah, nothing special. It's just that after I perform ablution, whether morning or evening, any time I perform ablution, I read 2 rakats of tahiyyatul wudu. Nabi Karim says, because of that action, I heard your footsteps in Jannah. Likewise, in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I have been shown that amongst the people in Jahannam will be the ladies, most of them will be ladies. Yakfurna is because they are ungrateful. Sahaba Ranam said, Yakfurna Allah, are they ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, no, Yakfurna al-Ashira wa Yakfurna al-Ihsan. That they are ungrateful for the good that their husbands do for them. And they are ungrateful for all the other benefits that they are given. They are ungrateful. Likewise, there's so many other incidents in ahadith which indicates towards this one thing, that do not look down at any good action.